is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Masters of None. My name is Mike. With me is Jay.
Yo.
And Stunt Art.
Hello.
He's here today. Nicole is here.
Yay.
Hi, everyone.
How you doing?
Okay.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for hanging. We are live with the, we got the chat room. Who's in the chat room there?
Gojira, Aztec, Cheese, and Sarah.
Cheese.
So we've got, this is pretty cool. We've kind of like three corners of the world represented here. We've got England. We have a black woman in England.
Woo.
We have a white dude in Australia.
Wow.
We have a Latin American man in Florida. You got us in New York, and you've got Cheese, which is one of the four food groups.
Which is in Wisconsin.
Right.
So perfect.
Cheese is a food group, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Purple's a fruit.
Yeah. Blue. That's a good flavor.
Art can't be with us tonight. Art, yes, Aztec. Art is on assignment.
Art is on assignment.
And we are going to be doing a couple of live shows tonight. First one up, this one is one that we love to do. And I love it more and more every time we do it. That is Pod Soup.
Yeah.
Pod Soup is back.
Make fun of other people's podcasts.
Yeah.
Yay, I like making fun of other people. Yeah. I don't care if it's a podcast or in real life.
And I found some fucking doozies.
Yeah, I'm excited about this because we went into this today knowing we were going to do live shows tonight.
Right.
And not having any idea what it was. Me going, I have no time to prep anything. And Mike's like, yeah, I'll just take all day and just listen to 1,000 shitty podcasts and pull some clips and we'll do Pod Soup. I'm like, that's yay!
That's exactly what I did.
And you guys drove to my house, so thanks for doing all that, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
You're the best.
So I got, here's the thing. I had a hard time cutting them up.
Wow. Nice.
So some of these clips are going to kind of long, so I actually only have 8 or 9 to go over.
Okay.
I do have more. If we buzz through these, I do have a couple more, but
we'll see how much I could take.
These are the 9.
Have you heard any of these, Nicole?
No.
Oh, sweet.
I have no idea.
Love
and
this.
In typical 8.5 fashion, I'm going to give you the half first.
Okay. Oh, it's like top 8.5.
Kind of, sort of.
Tonight, sort of?
Kind
of,
sort of. I just kind of go with the theme that we always use 8.5 as mm-hmm. our kind of number, so...
We should get jerseys with 8.5 on the back.
That'd be a good idea.
Like Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
And we'll just wear them every day of our lives, like some sort of weird like uniform.
I like it.
Yeah, we should do that. Next time we get Masters of None shirts made up, which will be never. We'll get numbers on the back.
Can I say art on the back?
Yes.
You guys could say faux art. Forts.
So
fart.
Fart, yeah.
Fart.
It's kinda like when they do Go Saints, GEAU.
I get it.
Yeah, FAUXRT.
So for the 8.5, here's something that you also do. You usually try to throw in a couple that are actually good.
Right.
So I only got to do that once.
Okay.
and that's my 8.5.
Okay. So this is a good one first.
This is how is that made? Or
how did this get made?
How did this get made?
Yeah, Earwolf with Jason Mantzoukas, Paul Scheer, and June Diane Raphael.
Yes.
Yeah.
AKA
Mrs. Paul Scheer.
A very cool podcast where they basically just make fun of movies. If you haven't listened to it, you should. And this one, this is a little bit about the movie Daredevil.
Sweet.
And this is a bit about the courtroom scene. Matt Murdock, Ben Affleck, was trying a rapist.
By the way, we're going to see how many times I have to stop to go see what my dog is destroying upstairs.
Okay. Here we go. So here's a good clip.
But that scene, when he goes after that rapist, I want to talk about that scene, too.
What the fuck? I want to also talk about the scene. Sorry. Go ahead.
The rapist gets off on this trial, and he's flirting with a girl. He's like, yeah, I got off on that charge. Like, is that a good way to pick up girls? Like, yeah, I got off on that rape charge. You want to hang out?
Well, tonight? On the stand, he's on, when the guy is on the stand, he goes, he's on the stand in court looking at the woman who's accusing him of rape, and he goes, I assure you, she enjoyed every minute of it. Yeah. What? Like, what are you talking about? This is a guy who's a rapist on the stand, like, being like, yeah, she wanted it. I'm telling you, she was wet for it. Ooh, yeah. Oh, boy. Grossest of gross guys. I feel like everybody should have just been like, okay.
He's a hardcore rapist. And I feel like they should have cut to the jury. He's going, I feel like he's not guilty, right?
So there you go. There's just a little piece of Daredevil, which was awesome. I listened to the whole thing. Basically, they pick
one movie, and they'll do like a mini podcast telling you what the movie is, like on Monday. Yeah. Then later in the week, they release it, and it's just them just picking apart the entire movie.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
So yeah, I kind of pick and choose the ones where just for the movies that I like. The one about the room is great that we've talked about.
Yeah.
With the Straight No Chaser guys. The ones about Crank are good because they actually love those movies, which I do too. Yep. But they just like love how ridiculous
they bring up Crank in this because
they always bring up Crank.
Yeah, they always bring up Crank. and they have like really good prep for these because like they like, you know, look at, you know, who was passed up for the roles. Right. Like they actually do research on the movies too, which is pretty cool. So there's your 8.5. All right, next one up. This is a topical. This is very topical, guys.
Sweet.
We lost a very dear person not too long ago. And that would be
Gojira with a fun fact in the chat room. The rapist in Daredevil also played Casey Jones in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
I think he's incorrect.
Fun fact.
I think he's incorrect on that.
But, is he? Oh boy. Yeah.
But that's all right.
Uh-oh.
We'll look it up later. What was I saying? Oh, so we lost a dear person not too long ago, and that would be the ultimate warrior.
Oh, you mean in real life, like death?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And
I heard about that.
And leave it to the BS Wrestling Report to give us.
Bill Simmons has a wrestling podcast now.
No, it's not.
They just stole the name completely.
Apparently, yeah.
Does Jim Brewer host it?
No.
Callback.
This is the BS Wrestling Report. And before the show even starts, guys, we have a little eulogy.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Here's a little bit of it.
It's still real
Death
to me.
Was a glorious ending. The merciful release from the battlefield. The journey into parts unknown. There was no warrior great enough to defeat Death. Not even the ultimate warrior. But the message seems now... The message, it seems now, was always clear.
Read it.
A more extreme variation of Dylan Thomas's do not go gentle into that good night. Give him a fight. Make Death earn his victory. How fittingly ironic it is that the warrior's return to parts unknown was not one characterized by a glorious battle, but something even more glorious and powerful
still
than that.
Real to me,
peace.
Damn
it. As for us wrestling fans, a moment of unexpected Barry Hatchett's and a promo on Raw we never imagined seeing for once. Maybe it was closure enough. That was collaborated by myself, Brian, and Travis Felt of the DailyWrestle.com. The show must go on.
Wait, I could have sworn that was going to be an actual newspaper. I can't believe you said .com. That the Daily Wrestle was like... Wasn't that a companion to the New York Times? It's part of the Sunday. It's a Sunday edition, yeah.
Isn't that the newspaper Spider-Man worked for? Daily Wrestle.
Give me that warrior!
So here, that was just the prologue to the show. Here's the actual show.
That dude wrote that. Oh, the fucking stole Ron and Fez's intro.
Stole Ron from Ron and Fez.
Which, of course, is a wrestling intro.
Yeah.
RonFez.com, brought to you by FoeFray.com. Stab you as your phone, log to some scars.
That's like any W Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
Old school.
It's Ron and Fez.
Twitter.
866 Ron Zero Fence.
What up? This is the BS Wrestling Report. We are brought to you always by our boy Jesse Lambert over at Archangel Studios.
I think broadcasting from a fishbowl. What's going on?
It is the day of, day after.
Are they having a let's see how low on the megabits per second we can put out the podcast at?
Steve's little promo there.
I want to be able to send this to everybody over Gmail.
Homage to the Warrior. One last more for you there, buddy.
What was that?
Steve, how are you? What's going on?
I'm doing good. I'm a bit shocked considering he dropped dead like a day after he was on Raw. But it almost was like the Hall of Fame and Raw were really his swan songs.
Yeah, from inside the Ultimate Warrior's casket today.
The Warrior, and you see him at the Hall of Fame.
I could fit these little fabric strips around the casket.
I guess you saw love there in her eyes. You saw emotion. He'd always been himself, never sold out to anything, and just been him. You know, and he had his girls there, and they're looking at this, their dad. They're just looking at him going, "You're just dad."
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess a wrestling god or a, you know, this immortal, this weird.
Didn't everyone pretty much hate the Ultimate Warrior, like, since he's been out of wrestling? Because he's always saying, like, fucked up things, right?
He's like crazy. He's fucking nuts. He was fucking nuts, and
yeah,
and they just see dad.
Like, he was like the wrestling like lunatic until like Iron Sheik, his friends like made a Twitter account for him. Like, he was the crazy wrestling guy, right? Until Iron Sheik got on Twitter.
I was never into wrestling at all.
Yeah,
I liked Andre the Giant, but that was like way back when.
I always thought the Ultimate Warrior died, and then there was, like, another Ultimate Warrior who took his place.
Yeah. Maybe. That's what everybody thought.
That's weird. Why does everyone think that?
I don't know. Because everybody dies of steroids.
Right.
Like, early, I guess. They have, like, they have a shit ton of people, and I don't know. I don't get wrestling anymore. I stopped paying attention when I was 11.
Yeah.
Isn't that when you're supposed to stop?
Most people do. What did he die? Was it a steroid thing, or what, did he have a heart attack or something?
Yeah. His heart.
Was it another entrance related mishap?
I think Ravishing Rick Rude finally finished the job from SummerSlam 89.
Was it did it turn out that his face paint had asbestos in it after all those years?
Had lead poisoning.
He died in the middle of calling one of those methophilioma infomercials.
Methophilioma.
Whatever this is. Whatever that is. Yeah.
Dr. Zizmore?
Yeah.
What is this disease?
What is this disease? How did I get it? How are you in my house? Why are you here? So that's the BS Wrestling Report, and it's fantastic, guys.
It really was riveting.
Here's the thing about these podcasts, by the way.
Good.
Some of them very, very popular, and I don't know how.
Wait, we've listened to popular ones?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Because wrestling is still semi-popular.
No.
How long do you think it took, and how many people were involved in writing the big thing at the beginning?
He said it was three guys.
Three guys wrote that
three
together?
Three guys.
And how long do you think that they put in?
He couldn't read.
How long was that Google Doc open? Those guys worked on that.
No. I think you should mention Parts Unknown again.
Yeah.
Mention Parts Unknown
times. They said he was from Parts Unknown. So,
yeah.
He's
returned to Parts Unknown.
Yeah, and you know what? Heaven's kind of like Parts Unknown.
Parts
it
Unknown.
Is.
So it's like a simile, you guys, right?
Guys, no, dude.
It's a metaphor.
Metaphor, bro.
It's onomatopoeia.
Right.
No. But put it in there. It's good.
I had a cousin.
A simile is a metaphor using like or as.
I had a cousin who was
from
Parts Unknown, Indiana.
What you're talking about. Parts Unknown, Indiana.
Yeah.
In the chat room is saying, Ultimate Warrior lost his muscle. So he went away, he got off the steroids, and then people came back and he was all small. So people thought it was a different guy.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. But that's pretty crazy that didn't he get like inducted into the Hall of Fame or something like the day before or something crazy?
Yeah.
I think Vince McMahon probably killed him.
Right.
That's my guess.
The sniper.
Yeah. Did he say something offensive to the McMahons during the broadcast?
Papa Shango put a fucking voodoo curse on him.
Nice. Papa Shango. Sweet. All right. What's next?
All right. So I'm sad Art isn't here because I really want him to listen to this one.
R.I.P. No, but I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi.
It's Fart.
I'm Fart.
I'm getting ready to get back into the NBA because my team's coming back next year. So I decided
Washington
to,
Wizards.
No, the
wizardry.
The Charlotte Hornets are coming back next year.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
So I decided, you know what? I better learn a little bit about the fucking team so I know who's on the team next year. So I went, and right now they're the Charlotte Bobcats. So I went and I searched and see if there's any Charlotte Bobcats podcast.
Oh, guess how many what? Were there? A million.
There's like 800.
I found one.
Great. So wait, they're just changing the name back, or
yeah,
it's a
changing,
new team?
They're changing the name
or,
back.
Or are they bringing another team to Charlotte that's going to get called the Hornets?
Yeah, fight each other.
I would be surprised if something like that happened in the NBA.
Yeah, no, they're just
so
changing
wait, did,
the Bobcats
I thought they
team.
Moved to New Orleans. Was that
they
them?
Did.
And then what? They came back, or they just started another team?
They started another team.
Wow, that's like when, like, you know, like Red Lobster goes out of business and then it reopens like 3 weeks later. It's like Joe's Lobster House.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you got some balls, Joe.
Well, Sun-panned lobster.
Yeah. Orange lobster. But like, someone's like, yeah, those guys can hack it, but I'm gonna be able to do it.
I get it.
Don't worry about this.
No. See, what they didn't do was they didn't get the placemats at the diners.
Yeah, they didn't have the
placemat advertising.
They didn't give you the bibs.
Yeah.
They didn't give you the bibs. That's what it's all about. People like bibs.
Cheese biscuits.
Speaking of which,
shit.
Michael Bibby, wasn't he one of the Charlotte? The Charlotte Harlots. Dude, that's a fucking name.
Charlotte
Fuck the Hornets.
I like that.
The Charlotte Harlots.
The New Orleans Harlots.
That's a WNBA team, isn't it? Dude, how is that not a thing? How is that not a thing?
Yeah.
How is there not a Charlotte Harlots in the WNBA?
There will be now.
Sorry, I'm yelling.
You just spearheaded
you're good.
It.
You're good. Yeah,
maybe we can get the Charlotte or the parts unknown Harlots.
Part unknown.
All right.
What's in the bottle? I have. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? I got
Oh, I forgot what I got.
Sierra Nevada IPA.
I got Bell's.
Palsy. Look like a fucking. What's that painting with the melting clocks?
Like.
Rear. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh man!
What do you have? Like a dandelion ale?
No. It's an ale. Bell.
What's hers? Beer.
Spell something. I hastily picked it out because I was
Point?
In the car.
You mean?
No, it wasn't Blue Point. It was
yes.
Bell something.
Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
I'm drinking a Blue Point toasted, oatmeal stout.
Very nice.
All
you
right.
have an amazing growler. I love it.
Thank you.
It's like. Badass growler.
Growlerstein, except for the Shock Top logo. But sometimes
okay.
in life
you
get things for
that
free
off, right?
that have shitty logos. Yeah, it'll wear off eventually.
Ready?
Kind of like the Herp.
Nice.
It'll go away.
You can outrun it.
Sure.
So this next one is the Charlotte Hornets. It's called, Charlotte Bobcats Breakdown, it's called. And I would like to point out.
Is it a podcast or just what the team does on
a
regular basis?
It's a podcast. And it is probably the worst sound quality podcast I have ever
Wait a minute.
Heard.
It's going to be worse than the wrestling one?
Oh, much worse. And watch the... And listen to the deterioration of the sound quality as
how
this
could it get
goes
worse?
On.
Like, how does this even make sense?
You'll see.
Man, I'm so excited.
Hi, this is Chris Whitney, the Charlotte Bobcats, and you listen to Breakdown with Dave and Hopley.
It's time for the breakdown. I'm in live right now.
This is Radio
right
Disney right now.
So this is how it downloads it, this quiet.
Now you know they have me back.
So this is where it starts, and this is actually good.
Oh, man.
Here we go. It's a brand new season, and a whole lot changed by the look this year. It's going to be insane.
Guys, we're going to throw a theme song and stuff, too.
Sunday night log on. Trying to prepare for this.
No gimmicks when they're in the mix. Dave and Audley, every shot he hits a switch, bringing the scoop
Audley,
on
is that his name?
A miss on
I think
the
it's
move like LeBron and
Adams. Gojira wants to know if this is live over CB radio. Close.
It sounds like he's through a phone.
And your fam, cause we're here to jam.
It's close.
Close. Mike Boogie,
it's
now
like...
you know, man. It's time for the NBA breakdown.
This is really just an excuse for this guy to get his track on.
Probably. This is really long.
So you only need like a 7-minute intro.
Yeah.
for the NBA. Break. Coming live right now.
I mean, I'll give him props for having
him. Next guest was selected in the second round of the 93 draft and went on to have a respectable playing career that lasted for 11 seasons.
Lasted.
He now joins the program as the director of player development for the Charlotte Bobcats.
It goes right into AM radio.
Let's welcome Chris Whitney to the breakdown. Hey, Chris, what's
up? They didn't even, like, introduce themselves or anything. They just, like, were talking.
Hey, man, Chris, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. So how's the new role of player development working out for you these days?
It's working out great. You know, it's always easy when you have a bunch of good guys, and which I have here. So it's a good situation for me. I'm happy that I was able to get this.
I don't know who's the interviewer and who's.
So, Chris, what exactly are your responsibilities in this role?
What?
Well, because I have no former play experience, you know, I'm on the last time I've worked in most of the development in the NBA. I'm
broadcasting from under a bridge.
Y'all do a lot of these off work as far as player programs where we have to come get funded in education, finishing it up.
Attention, all the ships at sea.
Right.
The Charlotte Bobcats have a black executive.
In
professional athletics. What do you have to say about this, Jackie Robinson?
This player development role that helped you off the court?
what the fuck?
Drink your Ovaltine.
Right at the end of my career. With a gentleman
I love how everybody's on the phone, and the one guy is on the phone in his car, and you just hear the wind blowing
his windows down.
Is that everyone?
The aforementioned Kwame Brown, and he's such a young player, and he was very helpful in helping him adjust the NBA life, on and off the court. So,
is he driving his windows down, or those are just the tumbleweeds of everybody already tuning out there?
Right. Hear so many players are having problems, whether it's during their playing career or post-playing career, that rule becomes really vital.
Yeah,
sounds like a conference
call. There's still a lot of mentorship, as a matter of fact. You want to be able to talk to them and relate to them and
please
hopefully
enter
understand
your
what they're going through, which I know I do.
Because you don't want to stop to advertise a local bait store.
Transitioning out of basketball, I've been there. You want to sit back and I'm not going to do anything, but
I don't understand how anybody can get interested
okay.
in. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I don't understand how people get interested in athlete interviews, to be honest with you, because they
never
don't
say anything.
No athlete ever says anything interesting. Ever.
No, they say the same.
Well, sometimes
we
they
played
do.
A good game, and next time we're just gonna do better. That's what they all say.
Take it one game at a time. I know.
I don't know why anyone bothers.
But then you do get like an Ozzie Guillen type who will always say something ridiculous. There's no middle ground.
Right.
They're either never going to say anything or they're always going to say something outrageous.
Right. And then even that gets that just gets old fast.
Yeah, because it's always just the same guy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Like that the Seahawks guy?
Yeah, Sherman.
Yes.
Sherman.
No one knew who he was
until he teamed up with Mr. Peabody.
And then everyone watched him.
Mr. Peabody.
That's a movie now.
I saw it.
You did? Was any good?
It was all right. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
I was on my phone most of the time.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
I always enjoyed Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Did you?
And of course, I was a part of it. So.
Well, wasn't Mr. Peabody sort of a dick in those, right?
Oh, he's always a dick.
No, yeah. He wasn't really a dick in the movies.
He wasn't a dick in the movie?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. He was a dick on the show.
Yeah, he was a total dick.
Quiet, you.
Yeah, he was a total asshole.
Mr. Peabody. Mr. Peabody?
Mr. Peabody. That's the XXX remake.
And his boy, Sherman.
That's the main character in Everybody Poops.
Where were we?
All right, so next one up is, I don't know. Oh, I typed in... I tried to think of the most boring things that are out there to see if there are podcasts.
Wait, you did no research? You're just doing this all right now on the fly?
No.
Okay.
How dare you?
Yeah, Jesus. I tried to type in the most boring things possible to see if they had podcasts. So I typed in bird watching.
Okay.
And sure enough.
Sweet.
I had a couple. And the one that I picked is Pet Life Radio,
wings and things.
Wings and what are the things?
It's making me
Could
hungry.
Could be anything. So this is a podcast about birds
Sweet.
And parrots. And she spends half the time during the fucking podcast talking about how you can save money traveling.
Nice.
So here you
I got it real
so
quick.
That's the things.
Good, you had a good athlete quote.
Yeah.
Team sucked tonight. Really disappointing. Think with the money we make, we can catch the fucking whatever. It's an Australian view of American athletics.
Exactly. Precisely.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so here you go. Here's Pet Life Radio's Wings and Things.
Starving now.
So why do seagulls live near the sea? Because if they live near the bay, they'd be bagels.
Oh my god.
All right, what's the next one?
Wow!
So
why do seagulls live near the sea?
Why?
Because if they live near the bay, they'd be bagels.
Oh my God.
Welcome to Wings and Things, where you'll find real answers to real questions about everything you want to know about pet birds. Care, feeding, bird products, travel, and more.
Wow.
Everything to make your frequent flyer
bird products,
happy
guys.
Camper. From parrots to parakeets, cockatiels to cockatoos, you'll have a bird's eye view of everything there is to know about your fun, feathered friends. So, spread your wings and get ready to fly with your Wings and Things host, bird expert and author, Susan Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wings and Things here on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Susan Chamberlain.
Yeah.
And we have travel tips coming up on this segment of Wings and Things.
Yeah, I never thought that it
We're
started
going to
out
talk
actually
about
sounding,
making the
It actually started out sounding kind of professional,
and then went to sweaty balls.
Of your vacation dollar, eclectus parrots, and taking your bird along on vacation with you.
Oh,
has it always been your dream to see the birds we most often think?
Here's your taco, Mr. Simpson.
I had a girlfriend. She'd kill me.
Love his pets flying free in the wild. Lorraine is also the chief financial officer of Project.
She sounds like she just learned how to talk.
She sounds like she might topple over at any minute. Like she's on a unicycle or something.
My sugar count is pretty low.
Jane, get me off this crazy thing.
Can someone cut me up in orange?
Birdwatch, and she recommends ecotourism as a way to observe the birds while helping to ensure their survival. She has visited Indonesia several times and says, by running these tours, we give the native people another means of income.
With a bird feather?
So this is, she's talking about going to Indonesia.
With a bird?
For a
bringing
bird,
your bird.
Or taking a bird.
Wait,
looking
with a bird or getting a bird?
I thought it was traveling with your bird.
I don't know.
So that they don't have to poach the parrots.
Oh,
the
what?
Money brought in by tourists is a huge incentive for them to protect wildlife. Project Birdwatch hosts several tours a year, and the average cost for a two-week excursion, excluding international airfare.
How much do you think?
$6.
Too much tuna. How much do you think it costs for an excursion for bird watching in Indonesia?
Excluding airfare?
In Indonesia. How much?
Excluding airfare, she said. Excluding airfare.
I'm not sure.
How much? Take a guess.
I have a feeling it's outrageous, so I'm going to say like $5,000.
You probably have to give a local 3 conch sales.
It's $4,000 per person.
Nice.
$4,000 per person.
Oh, price is right rules. I am not correct.
Yeah.
Taking a trip of this magnitude, plan a few years ahead.
Right.
For a bird watching trip.
Jesus Christ.
Well, figure out how much you need to put aside each week to reach that goal.
Or retire.
For a $4,000 trip, you have to save $2,000 a year. Divide that by 12, and that tells you how much to save
each
month.
Don't tell me what to
Thanks.
Do.
Thank you.
I thought she was going to say, and then it would take you 2 years.
Gojira says that today's episode includes the dodo, titmouse, booby, and cockerel.
You have to really focus on saving to achieve your goal.
Her voice helps to put it down in writing.
In an article in the January 2007 issue of Condé Nast Traveler, they advised putting your travel savings into a high-yield money market account or a short-term CD in order to accrue some interest on the cash and to pad your estimated expenses for extras. Lorraine Concord, don't forget to add in some extras for shopping and incidentals. Ask your doctor about inoculations. The website for the Center for Disease
Control. Is that the Michelle Williams?
Incidentals with the Center for Disease Control.
Is that the Michelle Williams lisp that you love?
No, I love Michelle. Do you ever notice Michelle Williams' lisp?
I'm sorry, this might be a little tangent.
I'm too busy always looking at her tits because they're always out.
Yeah.
That's who you're talking about, right? The actress?
Michelle Williams, one. Yeah. Did you see?
Is it a real one?
Who's Michelle Williams?
Michelle Williams, the girl that was married to Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Her tits are out in every movie.
Is there?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, cool.
Or the ones I've seen, anyway.
She was in Oz.
Cool. But did you see that?
Yeah,
the Great Prof Oz. Yeah. Tits were out in that one?
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. She had the wicked tit of the West and the wicked tit of the East. Zing.
Oh, man.
You think we set that one up, folks, but we didn't.
No.
It's all right off the top of her head. It's all live in person.
She has a little lisp.
Does she?
Definitely in that movie.
It's tiny. Like you can barely. He pointed it out. That's what he was like.
It's really adorable.
I love it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right. Dawson's Creek. Exactly.
She did look adorable in that movie, though.
She did.
The little pixie haircut. Did she have the pixie haircut now or the long hair now?
It was like my length.
It's like short.
I mean, who didn't want to fuck Linda, honestly? Right?
I guess. I did. I always did.
I was just, you know, she had like three munchkins underneath that big dress just servicing her all the time.
Fuck her, and when she comes, her legs curl up under her house.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, descriptive.
Oh, dog time out on that one.
All right, so getting back into it, we have the next one coming up is by a gentleman who I don't really know his name, but he boasts that he's... The name of the podcast is Forever Jobless.
Nice.
And I looked up his bio a little bit here, and he's one of these guys that
probably wasn't very long, was it?
He worked in finance somewhere, then quit that and started an online poker site.
Okay.
And then made a shit ton of money off of that, and then thinks that he's some awesome entrepreneur. Who can not only give business advice, but also gives you life advice.
Oh, life advice, because it's very valuable to me.
Well, this podcast is called Early Rising and Priority Goals, which is his keyword, by the way. He says goals a lot.
The Forever Jobless Podcast, Episode 7.
He's got that voice.
Welcome to the Forever Jobless Podcast. Whether you're already forever jobless or aspiring to join the Forever Jobless Club,
if your goal is to make more money,
you're in the right place.
Yeah, it does.
This is the show that simplifies how to make money, gives you access to private conversations between successful entrepreneurs.
Welcome to the Unemployed Piece of Shit Podcast, where we teach you how to live like a rich guy.
The money isn't entrepreneurs made by seeing opportunities other people can't. This is a practicable skill set which is not practiced by many. Let this podcast be your training ground. If you haven't checked out Forever Jobless, head over to foreverjobless.com.
You can
enter your email and subscribe to my private newsletter. If you enjoy the content on this podcast, you'll love the content I give away there. Again, that's foreverjobless.com.
So he's basically turned himself into like a mini
So it's currently 5
a.m.
I'm trying this new thing where I wake up at 5 a.m. Trying to be more productive and
basically just get a lot more stuff done.
For the day before anybody else starts their day.
I like my jobless life to be more productive.
Partly due to influence of a couple of friends who have successfully been doing this for a while, and they rave about it, how much more productive it makes them. But I'm also doing it because I tried something really simple about a year or two in my life that made a huge impact. and
early bird gets
I'm basically
the worm,
trying this
right?
to try
Come
and
on.
Compound the effects of that,
yeah,
that I've had. So
getting worms sounds like a job.
I guess
to
let me tell you a little bit
job.
About you know what I did about a year or two ago.
So you're not jobless.
That you know one really really simple thing that had a huge effect on productivity and basically hitting my goals. And
what
give you
goals?
An idea of
you
what
don't
I'm
have a job.
To do now.
He doesn't
so
talk about what his
about,
goals are.
Oh, okay. I guess it was
he
22
never
years
does.
Ago. Yeah, I set a goal
never.
For myself. It was a fitness goal
Everything
for me.
Is shrouded
and,
in this
you know, up to that point,
vagary.
Always,
that is
you know,
so
out,
fucking annoying.
I had a fitness goal.
But I've never reached the level
it's
that
like
I wanted to get to.
It's like learning how to play
so,
Baccarat at a fucking
you know,
casino, like in your room, on the TV channel. They teach you how to play Baccarat on. This is what this fucking podcast is like.
Fitness-wise, to reach my goals, but basically the simple trick that I've been
goals.
Using the last couple of years for fitness goals, for business goals, has been
goals. Doesn't matter,
goals.
Just
basically
goals.
The first thing I do in the morning is
Method.
Related to my goal. And so a couple
I
things with
it.
That. One,
goal!
It's really important not to have more than one priority goal. So you should have one focus goal that's your main priority and every other goal kind of just you know, leave by the side until your first goal is taken care of for the day. So basically
maybe
as soon as I would wake up in the morning,
desk on
I would
tabletop
work
hockey.
Out before I would allow myself to do anything
done.
Else. So
I
if,
another goal
if I had a meeting,
yeah.
if I had you know, a call with somebody or
football
you know,
game.
Just some work to do or backed up on emails, whatever it was, it didn't matter. So basically, the first thing I'll do in the morning
basically
is wake up and
goals.
Go to the gym.
Goals,
and
I'll wake up and I'll eat a
just
big bowl
doing
of goals.
That really simple
I
thing helped change, really gave me life changing results for that goal
changed.
And then other goals I've made since then.
Then I'll go to the goal
just
gym.
By whatever my goal is.
I'll do
about 15 minutes on the goal milk.
I'll do about 15 minutes on the goal milk.
First thing in the morning, it's pitch black. I don't wake up this early. Probably because right now, one of my priority goals is forever jobless.
Do about 20 minutes on that.
Podcasting, basically trying to create content every morning before I do anything else for the day. So that's why I'm recording this at 5 a.m. right now. Based on
need some fiber
the success I've had in the past
goals.
With you know, doing one thing in the morning to hit my goal,
and, you know, some
I'm trying
people
to
think
compound
it's tough,
that a little
but,
bit.
Do
and how I'm doing that is
and,
basically by trying to wake up at 5 a.m.
I'm getting through it because that's my goal.
I'll be able to do a couple things before most people start the day. So if there's no distractions, you know, a lot of people, myself, definitely
right.
falls into this category, but a lot of people get distracted by phone calls, texts, emails, Skype, and all that. And the cool thing about waking up at 5 a.m. is there's no one to distract you. So it's, you know, a little bit after five now, you know, went down, got some coffee. The concierge in the building was passed out.
I jumped back in my
behind his chair. And he's drooling. And so, you know, it's
back
kind
to
of
my goal dominium.
A cool thing to realize that hey, everybody else is sleeping and you're getting all your work done. You're being extremely productive. And so by the time 8 o'clock comes
this
today,
the
I'll have a podcast recorded.
Yeah.
Probably have,
this
you know,
has nothing to do with anything. You have no idea.
And it's kind of crazy to think about that.
Yeah, Aztec, you're right. This guy gives you job advice, even though he has no
so
job.
Just
no
don't
no,
know
no,
how
no,
I'll stick to it. I'm going to test it
this
see how well it works.
Easy, isn't
it's,
it? This podcast is nothing but one big brag.
Going from,
hey guys,
you know,
I don't have a job, so.
Schedule to super early morning schedule. So kind of kills any social life you'd have. But
then go to the jewelry store
and make a sacrifice.
My wife, a nice necklace made of
silver. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that simple point. I guess the biggest takeaway from today's podcast would be, you know, take whatever your priority goal is, do that first thing in the morning. Don't do anything else. So if your goal is, let's say you have a goal to write a book, you need to be writing,
so
you know, let's say 500 words or 1,000 words a day. Whatever the goal is that you pick for yourself, don't allow yourself to do anything else.
Yeah.
So in other words, if go meet a friend at the
every
gym
time
at
goal,
you
have
8 o'clock in the morning, well, now you have to wake up at 7
you say if you
and,
goal, meet a friend.
And write for an hour first. If you have work, you know, work in the morning, you know, you don't go into work until you write. You know, if you run a business, you know, no matter what's going on, you know, calls, emails, it's very easy to make excuses and say, well, hey, this thing happened today, so I can't write today, or I can't record this podcast today. It's really easy to do that stuff. So you need to force yourself to not make excuses and just make it happen. And you'll realize after, you know, a couple weeks or a month of doing something every day, becomes a habit a lot easier. I know for myself, if I do something for a couple of days and I fall off, it's almost like you forget to get back in the habit of doing it. But if you do something for three or four weeks, it becomes really, really easy to do. And it's not even really an effort after that. So I guess my challenge to you would be, you know, for the next at least 2 weeks, try and, you know, pick your goal and every single morning do whatever it is that will help you reach your goal first, before you have breakfast, before you go to the gym, before you go to work, do that one task that will help you reach your priority.
So I
guarantee you'll have pretty amazing results. Thanks for listening, and
wait, that's the whole podcast.
Let me know what your goals are. What you're doing to hit them.
Maybe that was his goal. It's a really short podcast.
Do you want to hang out and exchange ideas with
very non-specific podcast.
Cheese in the podcast says his favorite rapper is Coolio.
How many times does Guy jerk off a day? It's I'm not sure what his goal is.
His favorite actress is Goldie Hawn.
He likes gold timey music.
He looks like gold time rock and roll.
Just take those gold records off the shelf.
Oh man.
Holy shit, what a blowhard.
Can't wait till the fall when the goalieage turns up in trees.
The fall goalieage.
The fall goalieage.
The hotel prices go up.
Yeah. You mean the goaltel prices?
The goaltel.
It's a gold standard.
Jesus. Fuck.
Oh, that was awesome.
God.
That almost sounded like a Saturday Night Live skit. Like one of those fake commercials.
Yeah.
Like it's just a guy talking about nothing. Just talking in circles. Non-specific circles. That was fantastic.
All right, next up is there's, you know.
Oh, by the way, guys, can you tell if this is a zit or a goal on my face?
It's a boil.
Oh, shit.
It's a gummy bear.
So, the next one up, if you've like myself, have gone to the different categories that iTunes has for podcasts, one of them is religion. And one of the, you know, it's very easy to bash on the Christians. It's very easy to bash on everybody. But how about this one? The atheists. The atheists have a lot of podcasts, especially this one that is quite popular.
They probably have more than the religious people do.
Probably.
Called The Ardent Atheist. And I don't know if I like this just because it's turning atheism into its own religion, which I guess is the... Isn't it hypocritical?
Mm-hmm.
The fact... So here is here's The Ardent Atheist, which is
it's hypocritical.
Very fucking like.
I think if it was a
nihilist
podcast, it'd be hypocritical.
It's incredibly hipster.
Oh, right. I can.
That's right.
Because I love the whole. We're gonna start the podcast
before
testing.
We actually start. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Ms. Hello. Hello.
That's it. Right, good
shut
work.
It off.
What
I don't fucking want
to
hear another minute. I don't care what they're about to talk about. I hate those people already. I would rather go to church than listen to another second of that.
But wait, they're going to talk about not God.
Wait, so it's like every other podcast we just listen to?
Hello.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it, honey. Good work.
What is
lights.
Up?
Lights. And Heather said, let there be light.
And there was light. And she saw that it was good. Honey, you want to rest?
Oh, wait. So you're just straight up making fun of it.
I'm going to do that right now.
No, wait till Sunday.
God damn it.
Sorry.
That'd be great if
you're going to be a god. You got to play by the god rules. Yeah. So we're going to go now?
Oh,
you're pointing
targeting.
At me? These
are,
is that a finger?
These are people like just now thought like they invented atheism, it sounds like.
It does sound. Like, they were straight up just making fun of it.
Yeah, like someone like just told them, you know, it's probably not true.
Like it's one
holy
thing
shit,
where...
you're right. We should do a podcast about this.
Yeah. Now watch the 180... radio voice that comes once they
really?
Start.
Oh my god!
Recording.
I hope it
serious?
Sounds like an advertisement.
Watch.
Oh, that's a finger. Jesus God! Why are you so angry? Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the ardent atheist, find the author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com.
patreon.com/live and chat.
Please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or you suck.
Shut the fuck up, that's your ass.
Everyone not subscribing sucks.
Sucks what?
Sucks
God.
Penises.
Oh, well, that would be funny because God is this,
right? That's true, and I don't subscribe.
Shit, you're right on this one.
You're not subscribed either.
Also true. Okay, I stand corrected.
And all our subscribers do not suck penises.
Oh, no. What the hell's wrong with them?
We only have two rules of the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content. And certainly has nothing for you. You fucking moron. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Shelley Siegel, Ian Harris, and Dave DeLuca. You know these folks from Showbiz. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
When did they start out?
There you go.
That's my favorite.
This is still the intro. They're still introducing.
That was their high-powered intro, and then listen to the response that they get.
Whoa, Jinx, you
pinch
owe her
poke.
A Coke.
Oh, man. All right.
Cricket.
Sylvia, get some more reverb on
a comic. Wow. That would have been great on stage, Jinx. Now shut up for the rest of the show.
We're doing Ardent Atheist. We don't normally cover skeptical topics, and Sylvia Brown, suppose, certainly fits into the Ardent Atheist wheelhouse because she claimed she had a personal conversation with God all the time.
Well, and she was kind of a god of cunts.
Well, there you go.
What are the rest of the cunts going to do now that the queen is dead? I mean, honestly.
Well, we have a new one.
Put the wrestling podcast back
on. The first person that gets to talk to her.
Right? First person who
communicates
with her.
I say we just have a seance.
You know the cat talk to him. God, because he's not real, right? You guys, hey, Beelzebub.
Hey.
You know who's a cut? God. Oh, well, he can't be a cut because he's not real. Oh. Who's with me? God's not real. Woo! I was making the sound as you're playing the sound. Hey, Jinx, you owe me coke. Pinch it a poke. Jinx, help. Hey.
Oh, my God.
Good God almighty.
That intro was so long. It was so long. They plugged so much stuff in the beginning.
Hey, don't forget to throw $10 over our other podcast, The Skeptics Cut House. And don't forget, you can also check us out on the godsnotreal.com message forums.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus cunt. All right. It's 5:02, 2 past the hour. Oh, wait a minute. We're on the internet. God's not real. Hello. High five is with me. Because there's more shocking words out there because atheists like to curse. Fuck. Jesus, Mary, cunt, fuck. Who's with me? God's not real. Vegas.
You said fun. Fun.
I'll tell you what, that was my goal, to say fuck on the radio today.
That was the ultimate.
Fucking fun is fun. Hey, guys.
Woohoo! Yee-hee!
Wow.
Oh,
what's
shit.
That, like, what's worse than that?
What's worse than that? Oh, yeah. I don't know. How about a little game called Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes.
No, D&D?
Yes, and this is a very...
There's no way D&D is worse than that.
Very popular podcast.
Get out.
Very popular podcast.
Wait, is this more popular than Masters of None?
Absolutely.
Get out. Is
Dungeons and Dragons, more like Funyuns and Dragons, right? Have you ever seen these people play this?
They're
fat.
Fugees and Funyuns.
So this is a D&D podcast called Critical Hit.
Oh boy.
Is that a thing in D&D?
And I don't know. How this podcast works is they have a little intro, they have a little friendly banter between them, and then they get into the game. It's an ongoing game, guys.
Oh, where so they play it on the podcast. It's not just talking about Dungeons
and
Dragons.
They play D&D on the podcast.
God.
Which, I don't know if you've ever watched Paint Dry, but it is fantastic compared to this. And my favorite part about this is the for the amount of like non-social and, you know, and brain power that these people have, they have zero creativity when it comes to trying to describe their fucking game. So here you go.
Let's get into this week's episode of Critical Hit.
Let's get into it.
A Buick of Goblins.
Got that?
A Buick of Goblins?
Let's get into this week's episode of Critical Hit. A Buick of Goblins.
Goblins are driving a Buick?
That's the name of the episode. Clever.
Rolling?
Do the dice roll.
Okay.
Very dramatic.
It's like Game of Thrones, bro. That's awesome.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing this show with a friend.
Major Spoilers? What is that?
It's because of you we're able to do all the things that we're able to do, and we want you, we want more people to be on board.
Okay.
With the adventure of Trell and the Nearly Dead Men.
Nearly.
I never liked that name.
No, because it doesn't have the name of the work cat
jerk
in,
off in the corner.
I never liked Nearly Dead Men about four cool guys and Stinky Cat.
Dungeons and Dragons and Tricks, am I right, guys?
Oh, that has cat in it.
Why don't we just call ourselves the Kettle Corns?
That's a good one. I always thought, like, I was like, if I was presenting you guys, I would probably call them, like, Randus and the Anomalous Four.
That's got a
good one, Bobby.
That sounds like a Jack Kirby concept.
But only a couple of them know what it means and can pronounce
that boy, it. That boy sounds like a girl.
Stand by, guys. There's a vagina in the room.
No way.
Randus would not
want
to
be a pubescent boy.
Which is why it would be great.
Isn't Randus
more of an anomaly than at least two of us?
That doesn't mean that he's not anomalous.
Yeah, it's like He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, he's a master of the universe, too.
The master mater of the universe, am I right, you guys?
Why is it that
High five, no God.
Why is it that when a bunch of nerds get together,
they always have this voice?
I don't know.
They always have this voice.
Oh, no, there's one guy that has voice this voice.
Why is that always happen?
Nobody has awesome. How could you wear that if you weren't a master of the universe?
Oh, you're right.
Wait, are we talking in character or out of character? Because Brian's massive fur thong is actually a something that is famous across.
Nope.
You guys, you're terrible.
She's
the hole. She's the D&D hole.
D&D hole.
And here's a hint, he says, Randus is for a thong. That's when Randus isn't wearing underwear.
What?
I missed my...
This bitch is 500 pounds.
That went round. That went down the wrong tube.
And 3,000 miles away from all these guys.
I think that was the most disgusting choice I've ever seen from Rodrigo.
Yeah, heavy she is.
Last time, you can hear the wheezing.
On critical hit.
See, listeners, you can do it too. Play at home, play it on the bus, play it on the train.
Probably doing better
since you started up,
you want to give us the...
Sure, so last time... the Torkeltones were captured by a bunch of goblins and taken to New Mogdroblastan. Goblin
Say that again.
Nation.
Mogdroblastan.
The Goblin Nation.
They sound older.
Yeah. They did.
And they were given three choices. Die, or die.
I choose die.
Or give up your secrets and maybe we'll let you go.
That's four.
That's four. No.
Oh.
Die, and die. It's all one choice.
It's all one choice.
Steven's a teacher. Steven's profession is teacher.
So, yeah, this is like Lord of the Rings, only hilarious.
I don't think that's how it is.
Hilarious.
Shut up, Rob. So those were your three choices. Die. That was your answer. Shut up, Rob.
Just let it go.
Rodrigo, over to you.
All right.
So here's the
That
was...
No.
Here's
that was
where
a,
the magic
that
happens,
was a
guys.
Pretty good right. breakdown of what happened.
The game,
currently, yeah. Or the hobgoblin who pitched the idea of not die or die or die.
Dreng?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is a holy speaker Dreng and has now acquired the party, as it were, and is leading them down a
I want to kill myself right now.
I'm so proud of saying I've never played Dungeons & Dragons ever.
Gnashing and throwing stuff and generally being pretty mean.
To goblins.
Yeah.
I can smell his brain cells burning.
Yeah, that's all I got on that one. I don't want to do anymore.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike. I choose to drink this beer and continue on. Is that a choice?
Well, you have to roll the die.
Yeah.
Well, no matter what, it ends with me drinking beer. So, there you go. If I roll a one and above,
Above is drink and drink.
Yeah.
And anything else is also drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, even though that's four choices.
That's good.
You know who would make a better podcast?
What?
Than those fuckers.
Yo, fucking Snorlax owns in this movie. Look at him.
That'd be a fucking great podcast. Those guys doing Pokemon.
I would love to hear that.
If those guys did a Pokemon podcast, I would do it every fucking day. All right, next one is...
Sarah said she feels sleepy.
I got two more. This one is...
No, Sarah, wake up.
This one is very character-driven in that they make up characters and they stick with it throughout the entire show.
Can we do that?
No, this is like an improv podcast.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
and it's,
boy.
And it could get raunchy. It could get crazy, guys, because
get out. No.
Things that piss us off.
Oh, my God. There's so many things that piss me off.
Oh, it's like the Rant cast.
Things that piss us off with Lazy Eye and his woman.
No. I cannot wait to hear this. I cannot
and
wait.
No, ladies and gentlemen, no. Straight from the Damn It All trailer park at the corner of Go to Hell Avenue and Get Out of My Face Road.
Oh my God, that means they mean business.
Did you just hear that?
I've been there. I know where that is.
Get out of your face road.
It's like a lot of lasers. Please
help me welcome two people who are mad as hell and want to tell you about it. It's my pleasure to introduce you to Lazy Eyes and his woman.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
It's a very happy intro for like something that's we're mad as hell.
Sarah, are you awake?
Should we do bop bop bop?
This should pump you up, right?
Ice tea.
Take it away, Lazy.
Along with Ice Cube. Hello out there in podcast land. This is not Dizzy Day. This is Lazy Eyes Dalton. And this is my woman. Woman, you say hello to them out there in podcast land. Those sons of bitches who won't email or call us or podcast us or nothing to talk to us.
I probably wouldn't either because we're just pissed off all the time.
Yeah, they're probably scared to do it, you chicken shits. That's a new word.
I guess so.
I like that.
And
by the way, if y'all want to listen to some good stuff, get on over to this podcast. Why the... Did I watch this? And you just check that one out too. To look about movies that we watch. Anyway, here's what I got for you. Now, when I was a young chicken, and I was growed up. Now, yeah, you wouldn't know it from right now. My woman gonna look at me like I'm crazy. But back then, when I was 16, 17, just got my first car. I actually changed my own alternator out once. I changed my battery out lots of times. I even changed my starter out on my 1973 Plymouth Fury.
I did not know that.
Whatever the hell car it was. I can't even remember the name of the car. Yes, I bitched the whole time.
And it worked after you did it?
It worked after
wow.
I did it.
Like, I've been married to you for 31 years. I didn't even know this. I knew about the batteries, but not no alternators. That's difficult stuff.
And the starter. I did the starter, too. Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't have done it again, but there was just two or three bolts on it, and you just get under the car. My scariest part was
being... I'm still impressed.
Being thank you. Am I going to get lucky? Because you're impressed?
You need to get back to your podcast. Shut me up.
Yeah, I did. Well, the worst part about that back then was getting under the car because I'm always scared of heights, and I didn't want to get under there like that.
Scared of heights?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Hell, the over phobias.
Claustrophobia.
You know, whatever. It don't matter. Anyway, what I've got to tell you here, I got in my car the other day.
What the fuck is this about?
It's about it's about car batteries. He's pissed off about car batteries.
Turn the key and they go, wee,
don't you hate
wee,
how they make your car work?
Don't you hate sakes?
Don't you hate the fact that your car batteries ain't got hard? That's the name of a movie star Bruce Willis' car.
Your car. And it took a long time because I had to speed it up and rev it up and then come over to my car and test it and still wasn't there. I had to get over to your car and do rev it up some more and get on my car. Finally, some bitch started. I didn't handle
it. You don't want
to
listen
I'd rather listen to the wrestling podcast.
Me too. I miss it now.
I really would. That sweet sound of that.
No choice, because I was late to work.
I'm going to reminisce about it for a minute.
Yes.
Death was a glorious ending. The merciful release from the battlefield. The journey into parts
Welcome
unknown.
Back, my sincere
friend.
There
was no warrior great enough to
the release of death. That's what I would like right now.
Sweet, sweet death.
Sweet,
sweet,
death.
Sweet nothingness.
God almighty.
I tell you what, my car battery got great ass in here. My name is Woman.
Pork gravy, I'm gonna take it by
Boom Grimes. I'm gonna watch
people in the
bowl.
South talk like this.
That's what people do.
This is what they do. Everybody talk like this and they're mad as hell about
they
things.
They do. They drink Budweiser.
Yeah, they're mad about everything. I'm gonna talk like I'm from the South even though I'm from Minnesota.
Honestly, I had some dude in earnest, without any hint of irony, he's from the South.
Ernest Goes
say,
Stupid?
Yes. That was actually Ernest Goes to Jail.
Ernest Needs a Kidney?
Ernest wakes up in the bathtub.
What did you
Ernest wakes up.
You can't do it. Oh, Ernest wakes up in the bathtub. There you go. Thank you.
Ernest has goals.
Ernest, get to a hospital immediately.
Ernest meets God.
No, not according to atheists. No.
Because there's no God, we're at high five for atheism. Right, high five, Ernest. Hey, I'm on that guy, guys.
KKK podcast, right?
Where were we?
I don't know. Were you saying you had some guy in earnest say
oh,
what?
Oh, yeah. Guy, dude, Southern accent. I love it when people say it and they mean it. Say some bitch.
Some bitch.
When they use it.
Some bitch.
Straight up.
Yeah, that's great.
It's the best.
Like some bitch?
No, like some.
Like son of a bitch. But like a bitch. Southern person say some bitch. Like that some bitch came on. That's some bitch.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
Awesome. It was great. I want to hug that guy. I want to just kiss him right in his...
Some bitch face.
Mouth. Right at some bitch's mouth.
Some bitch.
But yeah, totally said some bitch. It was awesome.
All right, so I got one more.
Oh, boy.
Only one more?
One more. And this is...
Is this going to be shitty or fun shitty?
This is awesome.
It's going to be shitty bang bang.
This is the fucking greatest. We're listening to the entire thing in its entirety. Because
that's how usually you do listen to the entire things and their entire
department of the redundancy department. When I found this, I looked under Justin Bieber.
Oh boy!
Oh no!
Because I wanted to see if there was because we had what was the one podcast we showed that was like somebody's fans.
It was Straight like, No Chaser.
It was an amazing podcast that was fans of somebody. So I was like, all right, let me find somebody that's like terrible, and Justin Bieber was right on top of my list. And this is only.
Did you see the Taco Bell head person, the CEO of Taco Bell, did a Reddit like Ask Me Anything?
No,
really.
And someone said, you know, when is Taco Bell breakfast going to be available in Canada? And he said, as soon as you take Justin Bieber back.
Oh man!
Nice.
He's so terrible. this is called, appropriately enough, Humor Fail, and there's only one episode of this show.
I like that title actually.
Humor
Not
Fail.
Not gonna lie.
And there's only one episode of this show, and it's about
That's
Justin
amazing,
Bieber.
Actually,
it's about Justin Bieber, and it is amazing because. Well, I just gotta play it.
Just play it. I love it. Already, I love it.
There's a lot of work being done on all these podcasts.
I feel like Shane O'Connor's head.
I feel like this one black dude in his basement somewhere is getting rich off all his intros.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to Humorfield's first episode.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to my first podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about
first
Justin Bieber.
Podcast.
His first and last.
I actually wrote a parody of a song called Baby featuring Ludacris.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yes, I wrote a parody of it, and yes, I will be playing it in a few minutes, so keep listening.
Please,
we
will.
I want to talk about Justin Bieber for a few minutes, though, before I play the song. Our parody.
Radio tease.
Everybody knows.
It is.
Everybody knows that Justin Bieber is from Canada. Ontario, Canada, to be more specific. Some people think that he should move back. Some people love him like no other, aka Miley Cyrus. Okay, a little off topic, but I have this burning question that's been with me like ever since I was a kid. That's how long I've had this question. Why does Justin Bieber have a mop on his head? Am I the only person
that just happened there?
He's wearing a blonde mop on his head.
Like,
I thought
himself.
Mops were like brown or gray because they got dirt off the floor.
This dude loves
the effects
processing. Is
he really that rich that he can afford a blonde mop?
Program.
Wow. When I grew up, I want to be just like him.
The worst joke.
That's how cool he is. You know, really. Moving on. Anyway. Once again, is it just me, or has anyone else noticed that Justin Bieber is 16 and he is writing hit songs about relationships? You know what? I'm just going to go to the pound, buy a puppy, and I'm going to send him to a dog race and have him win me $1 million. Now, I know that doesn't make sense, but that's what I feel like right now, you know, after listening to these songs about relationships.
No,
I think that he should write songs like the version I wrote of his song, my parody, you know? I think it's more age appropriate.
Parody.
It's better that way.
Is this guy from Canada?
Okay, and one more thing before I play the song. It's been brought to my attention that people think that he sounds like a girl. You know what I think? I think he has a very distinct voice, and I think people are just jealous that they've already gone through puberty and they can't go back. You know? That's what I think.
He's serious.
And we would never, ever, ever be apart.
No.
Are we united? Yeah. Please quit playing.
No.
There's no way it's serious.
Yeah. What are you saying?
No.
Is it almost over as you look red in my eyes? My first love broke my heart for the first time. And I was like,
jeez, Sarah.
Bunny,
bunny, you're both. Oh, like bunny, you both feel like bunny, I do, right? Bunny, no. There's no way this is real.
Barney, what is he saying? Barbie?
Sounds like
Barney. Barney?
I think I'm the big purple fan. There's no way it's real.
But I'm missing you. I played with you all day. You were my best friend, but I'm in pieces. Bonnie, fix me and just hop in my lap until I wake from the step.
Fuck is he talking
about?
This is
one take, Tim.
And I just can't believe my first pet won't be me around. And I'm like, Bonnie, Bonnie,
first
Bonnie.
Is he talking about his funny? Bonnie,
I have no idea. I thought it was going to be a parody about Justin Bieber.
Sarah's is right. This isn't a parody.
No.
No, this is no.
Absolutely not
he
a parody.
He happens to be using the music, but... Is he saying bunny?
I don't know.
I think he's saying bunny.
Bernie? Are you into Bernie's?
When I was 13, I had my first pet. There's nobody compared to
it's
my buddy
who
never could have twins or could ever come above.
Okay.
She had me going
crazy.
Right
now,
bunny.
I was starstruck. She woke me
which
up
is...
daily. Don't need no socks. She made my heart pound. That's what you when I see her in the street. Because
the kid
so
rapping
weird,
about his dead pet.
Over.
Yeah. And he
now
called it a parody.
But she had a
Bieber parody. Justin Bieber parody.
Came roadkill. And now my heart.
Just keep on saying.
How did you pick these on popularity?
Like,
he's
struck my fancy.
Wow. I almost feel bad for this kid now.
Oh, I love it.
It's going to end with him crying, isn't it? He's going to cry in a car, right?
Yeah. Just hear his dad in the background. The fuck are you doing here? Get out of here! Turn that off! Get out of the fucking silent! You're my son!
Jesus Christ.
You know what is really humorous about this, though?
What?
It's just that,
your
like,
dick,
it is so, like, typical for, like, a teenager to, like, say, like 100 times, like, in the whole, like, song, you know? Like, man.
Like, what?
And then he, like, says baby, like, 100,000 times.
Like?
It's like, I want to say baby every chance I get because...
And he references Deb
because
Pat.
I'm 16 and I can.
What?
All right, so this has been the first episode...
How's that, guys?
Whoa. I just thought of something very, very ingenious. I'm going to go to Walmart, buy a Swiffer, put it on my head, and then I'll be more in style than Justin Bieber. You guys can join me if you want.
Enjoy
I know I made
me
fun of Justin
want.
Bieber a little bit, but do not diss Justin Bieber because we need people like him to make parodies off of.
That was fucking Jerry Springer's final thought for the day.
Wait. Mike. Okay, so what? You found all of these podcasts based on popularity?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the fucking podcast. Yeah, exactly. That's what I did.
I'm going to fucking shank you later. And this one was what?
Justin Bieber. I just looked up. I said that
And this
before.
Podcast had how many... What?
I don't fucking know. I don't care.
Oh, good.
I just looked up Justin Bieber, and this one was one that caught my eye.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you did thorough research.
Yeah. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. That was the greatest thing. I was crying. I was laughing so hard at his... This reminded me of me being 8 years old and having a tape deck and being like, I'm gonna do funny impressions for the tape recorder.
Except now everybody hears it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So there you go. That's
wow.
That's all of them that I found.
That's gonna be stuck in my head now.
Barney. No. He's gonna be stuck in your head with the wrong words. That's great.
It's a good
I'm thinking
parody
of the
though.
Purple dinosaur.
It is a parody.
He really nailed that parody.
You get a parody of a parody of a parody.
Maybe he meant it was just parrot-y, like because it was a parrot like repeating the same thing, like parody.
Parody?
Maybe that's what he meant. Like it was like a parrot was singing.
Yeah. Oh, maybe the only reason he has one podcast, one
maybe he meant
one
like
episode.
A parody.
Yeah, he's back on the Wings and Things podcast.
In Indonesia.
Wings and Things.
Podcasting.
And it all comes around in a fucking big circle. All right, so that wraps it up for this one.
Wow. Oh. Going out with a bang.
Yeah.
Well, we achieved our goal, so just keep achieving your goals, everybody.
We did.
You know, just say goodbye. We'll just say goodbye now.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Goodbye.
All right, bye.
Gold farewell.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you later.
See ya.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You think, had it,
too
think
many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.